Welcome to episode 8 of the Balls and Holes podcast presented by Backseat Coach. And I don't know if you feel this way, but for me, for some reason, it feels like it's been a while since our last podcast. It's only been 1 week since we filmed the last one, but you started school up this week again. Mm-hmm. I had a really busy week with work.
Oh, yeah. It feels like we skipped one.
Yeah. It feels like it's been a long time since we've been doing this. Mm-hmm. But it's been a big week.
A lot's happened.
Yeah. You're back in school. So How's that going?
It's been good. This is my second week back.
First full week, though, right? Like, because first week was kind of
orientations, but I still was in classes.
Right.
But yeah, first full week back, first clinical rotation went well. I think I'm really liking the hospital I'm in right now, and I'm liking pediatric so far. Haven't actually been on the floor. I was just doing observation in the TICU, trauma ICU. But I liked it a lot, and Children's is a really great hospital. They're all super friendly there, so I'm excited about it.
Good. That's good to hear. Yeah. So yeah, you had your first kind of full week with the clinical, but that combined with, I guess, I had a pretty busy week of work, and which is weird because now it's a 4-day weekend, so you'd think it's like, oh, this has been a short week, or a 4-day weekend for me because I didn't have work on Friday, and everyone has Monday off from school and work, so it's like a long weekend, so you'd think, oh, the week was, you know, pretty easy. I was excited for the long weekend, but for me, it just felt like such a long week. But
yeah,
now we're here. It definitely feels like we skipped an episode, though. Like, I can hardly remember what happened last week, but that's a good segue. Because last week you did go 8-for-9 in team guessing. You did everything except getting Toronto right for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Right.
But you absolutely nailed it.
Thank you.
Let's see if we can beat it and go 9-for-9 this week.
What would you say the difficulty level is for this week?
I don't know. Like, there's definitely two logos on here that it's possible you don't know, but personally, like, I would think you might remember them. So basically, I could easily see you get knocking this week out of the park, but I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Okay, so first team. Let me do this here. Okay, first team.
Okay, it's a green G. I'm pretty sure it's the Green Bay Packers football, but I don't know where they're from. So let me think about it.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't... Oh, Green Bay's the city?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where's that?
Wisconsin.
Oh. That's like, well, I got
you
it.
You got 3 out of 3.
Yeah.
You got it right, and you just kept going. I was like, where is she going with this?
I didn't.
I know it's a Green Bay Packers, but I don't know where they're from.
I don't know if, like, Green Bay Packers was, like, a type of animal or something.
Yeah, fair. It's just packing, the meat and cheese packing industry. Like,
that is so... People have the weirdest things.
I know. Well, what's weird about the Green Bay Packers is... Okay, I know we have some Dallas-based... I mean, most of our listeners probably aren't even from Dallas, but we probably have some, and I know, like, your mom probably is listening. So
always.
A lot of people will consider Dallas America's team. That's their nickname.
Right.
The American team.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Which I didn't know. That's so cute.
The Patriots lately have become the most historic because they have the most Super Bowls, but the kind of most iconic team is probably the Packers. They won the first two ever Super Bowls, number one and number two, and they just have a lot of storied history there. But where I was going with this is kind of funny because... Green Bay is a tiny town. Like, you know how there's college towns that there's really nothing?
Like Conway?
Like Conway, like Lubbock, Texas. There's really no reason to be a college station to be there other than the college.
Yeah.
Green Bay is, like, really just the Green Bay Packers. Like, Madison is a much bigger city. Milwaukee is a bigger city. La Crosse. There's tons of big cities in Wisconsin that are bigger than that. So it's just weird that one of the most iconic football teams in history is just in small town, middle Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Not much to do there. But you got it, Green Bay Packers.
Shout out Conway, South Carolina.
They did very well this week, and
good.
They won their game. And you can't say the same for Wisconsin, so maybe you picked the wrong choice.
Well.
Number two.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's like a field goal with a spur at the end of it. I don't remember there being a Spurs. Is this their, like, normal colors? It's the gray and black.
Yeah, this is just their normal logo.
Dang. Okay, the other team I know that's gray and black are the Raiders, Los Angeles Raiders, but that's like a pirate. What is this one? The Colts is a horse name, but that's a horseshoe. It's a spur, I think. I mean, it's literally the shape of it. But it's like a field goal in the top, I think, or that's just the shape of a spur. I'm just going to go with the Spurs football. It's not Kansas. It's Kansas City Chiefs. I learned a lot.
Yeah, you did. Which is why are you so locked in on football right now?
It looks like a field goal.
Oh, okay.
But I guess it's not football.
That threw you a little bone there.
I know that the Spurs aren't a football team, but it just looks so much like a field goal. Like, that's like a clever logo. You know the Spurs aren't a
football team?
Huh?
You know the Spurs aren't a football team?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought you said, I know that
they're. No, aren't.
So, yeah, this is one. The Green Bay Packers, because it was a football team, that was one where I was like, oh, this might
be
one.
I've seen it
before,
yeah.
This is the other one I was saying you probably seen. The
third okay. Too, I'm going to go ahead and say it's the Spurs, because that's a Spur if I've ever seen one. Why does it feel like Houston, maybe? Austin doesn't have. I don't freaking know. Okay, I just got to go with something. So, Spurs. I'm disappointed.
You're on the right track with the city.
But it's not Houston?
Mm-mm.
That means
it's the Houston Rockets.
Yeah, I know that much.
And the Astros and the Texans. That's Houston's team.
It was Rockets. Okay, so let's see.
All I'm going to say is you're on the right track with the city name.
Like it's Texan? Or it's just an H?
I'll let you interpret that how you may.
Okay. I have no idea. Do Austin Spurs baseball.
One out of three. Yeah, they are the Spurs.
I figured.
They're basketball.
Uh-huh.
San Antonio Spurs.
Dang, I got close to basketball, but it didn't feel right.
Yeah, and you were circling the city. You were thinking Austin, yeah, Houston. I but know. San Antonio, the forgotten ugly sister of Austin, Texas.
Oh, is that what they call her?
No, I just made that up.
Oh.
It's like the Fort Worth to Dallas, a little further away. Okay. But. All right, number three, controversial.
Why would you do this? Because I have to say things.
Well, it's still their team name.
So like now I'm looking at a Native American.
That just shows you why they should change the name, because you said, like, I don't want to say this. Why would you do this? I'm like, it's literally a team that exists.
Well, right, but now. I don't want to, like, throw things out and then have it not be it. That's what I'm saying. Why would you do this? It's setting me up to be offensive.
I mean, yeah, you know it's not going to be that bad, but.
Okay. It's a Native American. And he has a feather in his hair. The colors are red, blue, and white. Just to play it safe, I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs, even though I know that's not their logo. Football.
Okay. I see where your mind was going there, because Chiefs fits in with that Native American team
base. And I didn't want to go anywhere else with that.
Yeah, and this is one.
I'm okay with losing
I didn't think you were going to get this one, but I thought. Maybe because I think it back in the day you edited an article about this, but this is the Cleveland Indians, and they changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, are the Cleveland Browns football?
Yep.
What is that?
Well, I actually don't know the origins of it. I know they have a bulldog or something similar to that breed as their like mascot, and they call their fans the Dog Pound.
That's cute.
But I don't know what the Browns
is. Yeah, random.
Yeah, I should know that backstory, but yeah, the Cleveland Indians. It's kind of not funny, but just like, it just shouldn't be a team name. And the fact that the colors are red, white, and blue, I feel like is a little even more like.
I didn't want to throw anything out.
Yeah.
Didn't want to say anything.
It's not as bad as the Washington Redskins. Like, that team name definitely had to go. And now they're the Washington football team. And they said next season they're going to announce their new team name.
That's good. Yeah.
Which is just like, I don't know. This is kind of old talk for anyone who follows sports. But when the Cleveland Indians announced they're changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians about a month or two ago. Everyone just started making fun of the Washington football team because Cleveland Indians are like...
Are they changing their logo?
The football team or the Indians?
To the Guardians.
Yeah.
Like, what's that going
to
be?
I was actually going to pull it up to be the new one, but it's a pretty lame logo, honestly. It's okay. It's like a baseball with a G on it. But baseball in general kind of has lamer logos than other sports. But everyone made fun of the Washington football team when the Cleveland Guardians announced their name change because they were like, Cleveland Indians is an overall just like racist name. We don't want to keep it. So we're going to change it to the Guardians. Whereas like the Washington Redskins were like, well, it's a racist team name. We're going to change it. But we'll let you know in 2 years what our new name is going to be. It's like, it's a team name. I get you have to do something iconic or something.
Like, it's like, not like you were working with much in the first
place.
And
it's like, and the thing is, it's taking 2 years. And it's not like there's people 8 hours a day like working, like, focus grouping. I'm sure they're doing some focus groups and some studies like that, but it's not like there's someone's full-time job these past 2 years has been.
Well, didn't they have like some controversies going on?
They've had the Washington football team is just full of
They're probably just kind of wanting things to mellow out before they.
But doesn't that sound like the? I guess true, mellow out. But I think in general, changing your team name is like the perfect thing to do during all controversy. Be like, okay, everything that's been bad, let's just bear like put that in the past.
Yeah, but on the other side, it's like it has to be the right thing because they've made way too many mistakes. They're trying to get it back together. They can't just throw something out right now because what if that just adds fuel to the fire?
Right. It is just so weird how these team names ever even came into existence. Like, I get times have changed and words have become more offensive, but the Washington Redskins and the fact that it's just not only like that's just I feel like no one they never enjoyed wanted to be called that name.
Yeah,
and
it's like when was that ever okay?
And just the icing on the cake to make it just even much more worse is it's our nation's capital. It's Washington DC's football team so is the bad. Redskins.
So, that's so bad.
I can't comprehend like why.
I don't know how that was ever okay.
How that was ever like. Like, why? I feel, and especially Washington, D.C., think of all the history that's been there. Like, you could, there's so many team names you could do, like, based on the Revolutionary War.
They could literally be the Eagles.
Monuments, like. Or, like, I don't know.
Or I guess they can't. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's the Eagles. Yeah. Yeah, it's there's so many things you could do.
Yeah. They could be the Ben Franklins.
Yeah, like, the Lightning, and be, like, because, like, the Lightning strike of Ben Franklin. Like, there's so many just random words.
The Declarations.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's pretty sick. Yeah. The Washington
their mascot
quill
is
pens.
Just a piece of paper.
The quill pens, that'd be electric. Everyone just brings a feather to each game. I mean, I guess that might be a little problematic. Too. Yeah. It's just a feather pen. But anyway, so you went, let's see, you went 4 out of 9.
Yeah. I stick by that. It's fine.
No, yeah, it's good. You're really close to the city.
I'm not as disappointed at doing poorly this time.
Yeah, it's none of them you looked at and you were just like at a loss. Whereas that's the ones where I feel like you feel super bad. Yeah. Like, what is it, could that even be? Which... I feel like it kind of helps them picking logos that you can at least conceive in your mind, like the spur.
Like, right. I can make something out of the logo.
I'm sure there's plenty of people like it. I'm sure that helped because you're a Texan and maybe because like, you know, horses and spurs and stuff like that.
Right.
But also maybe just, I'm sure you've seen San Antonio Spurs since it's not that far from here.
Maybe.
Like, passively might have seen just like the logo.
Maybe. Yeah. But I just know what a
but
spur
yeah, definitely
is.
Like, that's why I was wondering if you didn't know what it was because it does look like a field goal. So I guess
I thought that they were trying to do something clever with that.
Mm-hmm. But,
which would be a clever logo.
Yeah, definitely would. But that is not what they were going with this. So, overall solid job. But last week, our topic was talking about fantasy football, how to draft, just an overall good draft strategy. Mm-hmm. And so we had our draft.
Mm-hmm.
We had our first draft.
I think I did all right.
How are you feeling about your team?
I don't know enough to say, but there is something. I was just talking to my mom about this. I do wish I would have known some more things.
Like what?
Like, you know, you should try your best to have people from different teams. You should try your best to make sure they're not playing each other off. Like, it's like stuff like that where, like, all my teams play each other. My entire team is made up of the 49ers.
Right. And that's one thing that during the draft I didn't realize till the end. Because for my position, this is something you've never done before.
Yeah.
So I can't just information overload because I know going into
no,
it, you
definitely,
were
but
that.
Now I'm glad that I do
that
know
was,
that.
And that was an easy snippet that I just forgot is that just try to limit the people you get from one team.
Right.
It's not the end of the world, but the overall, and if you, for example, you have Dak, I just pulled up your team. You have Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. So that's quarterback, wide receiver. That's an okay combo of two players, the same
oh,
team.
Oh really?
Because anytime CeeDee Lamb catches a ball, Dak's throwing it.
Sweet.
Where people would say maybe you don't want is if you had CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper, who are the two Cowboys receivers, because that means every time Dak throws it, only one person can catch it.
Mm.
So kind of, just if you think of it like mathematically, statistically, you just want your player to be able to score points feasibly on every play. So
yeah.
If you have the same receiver on both teams, only one can get a point.
I think
play.
A couple of my running backs are from the same team, but I guess you can have two out on the field.
Well, no, you're good on running backs.
Okay,
so,
cool.
So what your team kind of boiled down to is it's kind of the perfect Riley team, except the 49ers are
thank
now.
You.
That's the
really
new,
cute.
That's the new add-in. Is the 49ers. We're
I guess
get,
like that's going to be my new favorite.
No, you got Broncos. That's what I'm saying.
I know,
it's,
yeah.
This is why it's the perfect Riley team. You got George Kittle.
Yep,
and
G-Kitty.
You were already a big fan of him before this draft. So
I don't know
like,
why. He just always struck a chord in me.
I know, but that's just an even more reason why you need to get 49ers
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So you got Kittle, which is
oh, is he on the 49ers?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you got...
I follow him on Instagram now.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Iowa Hawkeye, George Kittle. And then you got Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, so you got two Cowboys. You got the Broncos defense.
I was thought I didn't get Ezekiel Elliott, but that was all my doing. Honestly, I didn't really see him until it was too late.
And then, yeah, I'll get back into Ezekiel later. But then you got Melvin Gordon on your bench, Broncos running back, and you got Broncos defense. So you got two
Ooh,
Broncos, your favorite team.
Yeah.
And then you got Jonathan Taylor, former Wisconsin Badger.
Cool.
And Melvin Gordon, former Wisconsin Badger.
Cool. So you got Wisconsin players. Yeah, it is a perfect Riley team.
So all in all, it's just like the perfect Riley team. And the only monkey wrench has been thrown in there is now the Niners are your favorite team because you have Brandon Ayuk, which is a wide receiver, Deebo Samuel, another wide receiver, Raheem Mostert, the running back, and George Kittle. But
let me know what y'all think about that.
Overall, I think it's solid because the running back is definitely one, especially if Saquon is hurt week one coming back in the ACL.
Yeah.
You could throw Mostert into the mix. And Ayuk and Deebo Samuel, they're both receivers, but they're both on your bench. So you're not really counting on them anyways. So
I'm really hoping Saquon is going to be okay.
But, I mean, looking at projections, just I'm on your team right now, is Saquon's projected 0.1 points more than Raheem Mostert. So if he's injured, like, you're...
Okay. Yeah, it'll be fine. Cool.
But all in all, a great, great team. Dak Prescott's projected a lot of points.
Yay. I think it's a good,
we play each other week one, by the way.
That'll be fun. I don't know what that means, but I think it'll be fun. But anyway, I am excited about it. What was I going to say? I don't even remember. Something about me.
Excited about your team.
I can't even remember now.
I don't know. Maybe it'll come to you and you'll let us know. But yeah, where I was going with the Ezekiel Elliott thing is I actually got him on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was last week we talked about, you know, you should never draft quarterbacks in the first round, probably not even the second round. And as I mentioned, a lot of people love family fantasy football leagues because it's a lot different than normal leagues. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily that one's worse than the other. It's just a different wrinkle and a different strategy. So in our league, the first, like, six picks were quarterbacks. So Christian McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook were taken by the time you got a pick. So you kind of had your pick of the litter for the rest of the running backs because the other picks were all quarterbacks, which is just incredibly rare. Like, that just doesn't happen in fantasy football.
Oh, okay. It's like just a family thing.
Yeah. So Saquon, like, a lot of people are kind of wishy-washy on him because he has injuries. But in general, you probably, I think, have the seventh pick. He's usually probably taken by then.
Yeah.
So you got someone you probably wouldn't normally have. So in general, the family league just went down a little bit.
It's definitely good to start out with the family league, though, because at least I can have, like, a team that will at least compete. You know, like, it's not like I'm just, like, so bottom of the pack right now. Like, mm-hmm. I'll at least have a chance to do semi-well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll win.
I actually liked your strategy that I kind of gave you because the thing that's weird about
family leagues... I liked your strategy that I taught you.
Well, because family leagues... So, the thing is, the way family leagues go, like our league went, like the draft isn't like really great fantasy football strategy, but you have to play to your competition. Like, just because they're doing a bad strategy, they're in your league. So that means normally me and a lot of people will wait super long on quarterbacks. I waited until like the second to last round, third to last round, got Trevor Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
who I expect should be like good this year. But because everyone went quarterback heavy so early, I got screwed. Like, I had no great quarterback options, where normally you can grab someone in a later round like my normal strategy would be. Whereas you got Dak Prescott, who's going to be great this year if he stays healthy. But it's just something interesting I realize is that just because the league you're in, like a family league, isn't doing the strategy that most people would, it's like kind of you have to almost alter your own strategy to meet theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the strategy I gave you, I think, worked well, because I gave you that kind of caveat where I said get a quarterback if a top one's available and Dak was still there. So that was really good.
So for the next draft we have coming up, do I just stick with that same strategy?
Yeah, so that one might be challenging because we've been trying to figure out in the group chat this morning that it sounds like we might be at dinner on Monday when we have to do it. So we might have
to
do it on the phone or something, which will be a little annoying, but
we'll get it done.
We'll get it done. And this league is a 12-team league. The league we just did was a 9, so there's your team in general is just going to be worse because there's a lot more people getting picked mm-hmm. off the board. Everyone in this league's a little more experienced with fantasy football, so it's going to be a lot more challenging. But yeah, I would stick with that same strategy.
Okay.
And try to stay away from getting too many people on the same team. But also, I've never been against getting... Don't get exactly the same team as you draft another league, for example, because if one league team
But it makes stinks, it a little easier to have similar players.
I've never been against having a couple of the same players because what happens is, for me, I'm in 4 or 5 fantasy leagues, and if you just get a new team each time, then every week...
That's a lot to keep up with.
Well, it's a lot to keep up with, and one week, I'm super... Oh, this guy got a touchdown. Awesome, yay. And then I look at another league, I'm facing him in another league. So, like, there's just so many different players that you're going to realize you're going to be...
You're kind of biting yourself.
Yeah, and it's just too much to handle. So I always like to have a couple players, and then it's kind of really cool. Like, you become a super fan of that player, and it's like, if they do really well, then I'm just set. Like, all my teams are going to be really good.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
So I would try to grab maybe a couple players that are the same. But
sounds good.
Definitely don't try to recreate the team, because if one team just gets a ton of injuries or just stinks, and you're just kind of screwed in all your leagues, and then you're out and have no fun.
Okay.
But yeah, overall, I really, really enjoyed the fantasy team you picked. I really enjoyed the team I picked. I think we'll both be really competitive. We play each other week one, like I said.
That'll be fun.
So that'll be exciting.
For some reason, the like points I was projected, whatever that means, went down a point. Don't really know what
it happened. It changes, and it'll change a bunch until kickoff happens. Because
I hope mine just skyrockets.
It all depends on who's starting, who's not, and injuries, and all kinds of stuff. But all in all, you have a solid team. And
thank you.
As we mentioned, we have our fantasy draft tomorrow night. So that'll be new, exciting experience. So we're going to be – we have a lot of travel coming up, which we'll talk about later. So we're actually going to be filming next week's episode tomorrow.
Okay.
But we'll be filming it before your fantasy draft. So we won't be able to review that fantasy team for a while. But it's okay. When we're on travel, we'll get a review of that fantasy team up, and then we'll also have a week or two, or just like a week in the books of fantasy football. So we'll see how you want to know 0-1, how's things shaking up.
Yeah, at one point we might have to have a solo pod.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess we'll jump into that right now. So we're gonna be traveling. Mm-hmm. So I'm leaving to Vegas on Wednesday, and then I go straight from Vegas to Louisville on work travel, and then I come back and we have one day of overlap. Or kind of like half a day of overlap, and then you head to Arkansas, yep. Pig Suey, Arkansas Razorbacks. You'll be going there for the weekend to visit your good friend Catherine, and then you'll be back like Monday or Tuesday or something.
Yeah, Monday.
So yeah, so it'll be a while where we're apart. So what our plan was is for next Monday's podcast, we're gonna film tomorrow. So we're just gonna have kind of one in the bank.
Okay.
And which I think, it's fine because we don't cover like current events or anything, so it's not like anything will be outdated. But we are going to the drive-in tonight, so that means we'll have a movie review tomorrow.
True.
It's been a while since we've been to the drive-in.
Get excited.
I think we're seeing Shang-Chi.
Stay
tuned. And then we're gonna film this next week's podcast tomorrow, and then I think what will likely happen is we'll film the following weeks, like either a solo podcast when I get back, I can do one, or we can do one over Zoom, like recording while I'm in a hotel room. So we'll figure that out, but stay tuned. Our content's not stopping just because we're traveling. We're dedicated to the craft.
Yeah. The show must go on.
The
fans would demand it.
But yeah, I'm headed to Vegas. I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. And football's going to be starting soon. So kind of talking about football starting soon. What were your thoughts on yesterday? Yesterday was your first experience of me watching football for the whole day.
I don't really have any thoughts. I was gone the whole day. You were sad. That was sad.
I was sad because Wisconsin lost. Yeah. And you were sad because you missed me.
I was sad that you were sad.
Yeah. It's just
I had a fine day.
But, you were gone until, I don't know, 4 or 5. So I was like,
when I got back, the game was over.
Yeah.
So I didn't really.
Very disappointing because Wisconsin just looked terrible. You didn't see any of the game.
My mom said it was really bad. She was wondering about you.
Yeah. It was the ending was just one of the most embarrassing ways to lose ever. It was just like, it was just really, really bad. They stink. Well, so Wisconsin was down 16-10. So they just needed a touchdown and extra point. They would win. They got the ball all the way down to the 1 yard line. So they just had to fart and fall forward and they'd be in the end zone. But then they called Hike. He fumbled the ball. Our quarterback stinks. Fumbled the ball like 10 yards backwards. So it was just an easy touchdown, and then we just moved 10 yards back.
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
And then they tried to get the end zone, and then he threw an interception. Embarrassing. Oh. And then the thing that bothers me the most about the game is Wisconsin's defense. I've been a huge Wisconsin fan for at least like 10 years. It's only in one game, but it might be their best defense I've ever seen. Like, they played so well. Okay. So he threw an interception. So the game is kind of over. There's only like 2 minutes left. But the defense got to stop Penn State. So they got the ball back one last time. So they have one last chance to get back in the end zone. Our offense was moving it down the field really well, got inside the 20-yard line, had like 15 seconds left, and threw another interception. So our quarterback...
That's really depressing.
Quarterback really did bad. Our defense played amazing. Running backs were great.
That's
good. Wide receivers made a lot of good catches. So
yeah.
The only thing is that our quarterback is just really, really bad. And the thing is, he's the highest graded quarterback Wisconsin's ever gotten as a recruit. Mm. So that just goes to show you, like, they're all just kids. Like, you can recruit and, like, grade a kid as much as possible, but they're not fully developed athletically or mentally. Like, you never know, like, if a kid who's really good when he's a sophomore in high school will actually be that good.
Yeah.
Because you'll see it all the time, even at the college level. You'll see a college player be insanely good, and then they'll get to the NFL and just can't hang. So you just never know. So he's not looking good.
Poor guy.
So we'll see. And then one of the new articles I'm going to do on Backseat Coach that I'm going to write later today is, so the college football playoff, the top four teams go and play the Final Four. Is kind of like all that matters. That's how you get to the college football playoff. And what I'm going to do is kind of do an article of like who's left. So I think there's 128 Division I football teams and only four make it to the final playoff. So every week I'm going to say like who's left in contention, because if you're not one of the big dogs, like if you lose a single game, like Wisconsin lost, technically they still have a chance and they're not eliminated yet. But teams like Baylor, teams that are a little smaller, lesser known, Baylor actually won, but a smaller team, like if you lose one game, you're out. Mm-hmm. So like each week, that field of 128, like I bet when I write my article later, there's probably like 60 teams left that I can compete for that final four.
Yeah.
And then another week goes by and we're down, then you'll just keep getting cut down. Mm-hmm. And then once the season's like 8 weeks in, you kind of realize, okay, these like eight teams have a chance out of the four. So that's why it's really disappointing to lose week one, because Wisconsin's mm-hmm. like kind of screwed now.
Mm-hmm.
But Penn State's a good team they lost to. They lost by one touchdown, but they don't pass what's called the eye test, which they use in college football, which is just like stats and all that mean whatever, but do they pass the eye test? Like when you look at them, like do they look like a good team? That's just like a metric they actually use to put in the college football playoff. And no, Wisconsin does not look good. Their defense does, but all in all, no.
Well, I'm sorry.
But it's all good. I'm a big fan of the eye test, though, over like statistics. Just like, because you can just tell when you watch like a team. Like, you're like, okay, clearly, like, they're on a different level.
Yeah.
Like, they might have won the game by, like, only 3 points, but, like, they were so much better.
Yeah.
So, that was sad, but that was a early game, too, so that was just a blow to my ego for the rest of the day. But Texas played super well against Louisiana. I basically predicted the final score exactly. I said it was going to be 38-17. The final score was 38-18.
Good on you.
So, I'm kind of just putting all my marbles in Texas's basket now. Like I wrote a reactions article this morning on just like initial reactions from week 1 of college football. And I said that Texas running back is leading the Heisman race. And I think Texas is going to make the college football playoff. So might be an overreaction, but it's just me emotionally just putting all my eggs in Texas now and being like, okay, Wisconsin hurt me. So I'm just going to move on to Texas.
Okay.
So we'll see how they do.
Hook
'em Longhorns. And they did well. And then I watched Georgia versus Clemson. And then a little UCLA versus LSU. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
They lost to UCLA.
Mm.
But, yeah, good day of college football. And then next weekend NFL starts. And then soon it'll be Saturdays and Sundays are just bookended with football.
I don't know why when people talk about sports, my brain just turns off.
Yeah, I feel that way sometimes about other things.
Yeah. What do you feel that way about? Because I don't think I could relate anything back to you just said. Not that I wasn't listening. I tried.
It's nothing like you would say, I guess, but like when I was an engineer and people would just talk engineering stuff, or like Tim, if Tim's listening, he would know we would go like out to happy hours or go hang out with other friends that are like our age at Raytheon, and they would be like, I don't know, back when we both worked there, they would just start talking about like what they did in college and like studied for engineering, and we just glaze over like, man, I hate engineering. So that's why Tim and I are both no longer engineers.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I glaze over on.
I don't try. I really try to listen, but it's like eventually my brain just starts to not compute.
Yeah. But that's the point of this podcast. But
yeah, I think it's probably just because there's like so much I don't know that like eventually my brain is just kind of like, okay, I can't keep filling in the gaps because there's too many.
And that's okay. Like we don't have to be on the same like level and everything. Like we realize that.
I tried.
We realize that football is going to be kind of like a me thing and then you'll kind of do your own thing.
I think I'll be more interested like when I have a reason to watch, like with fantasy.
Yeah,
I don't have NFL. Any reason to watch college football.
Yeah, you just don't have college, like, you just don't have the inkling for college sports.
It doesn't mean it, yeah.
Because, like, even when your team was good in basketball, you just didn't care.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Because, like, there's nothing in it for me.
But,
like,
yeah, I guess fantasy there is.
Yeah, like, if I'm watching fantasy, like, I have a reason to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want those certain players to do really well.
Yeah, that's why fantasy sports and betting is just, like, so big, because it gives everyone a stake in the game.
I get it, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, our plan for the rest of today is drive-in, and that's pretty much it.
Yep.
So exciting, and we'll review that on next week's pod.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, what else did we do this weekend? Yesterday I was watching football pretty much most of the day, working at the same time.
Cause we can save, like, a weekend recap for the end. My mom says she doesn't like to hear us ramble about our weekends.
Okay. Well, I don't have any more topics other than Trinity.
Oh.
Yeah.
We weren't going to do a learning or a picking or a...
We were just going to review your fantasy team was what we were...
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, like, let us know if you think it's good or not.
Yeah. We'll go... Here's the whole fantasy team for anyone who knows.
Oh, did you not already read it off?
I read off most of them.
Okay.
So, we got starting quarterbacks. So this is what you currently have as your starting lineup. It might change by the time you play me.
Okay. I don't know how to do that.
I'll show you. But starting quarterback, Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys. Saquon Barkley is your starting running back for the New York Giants. Jonathan Taylor is your second starting running back for the Indianapolis Colts. And then at wide receiver, you got Keenan Allen and CeeDee Lamb. And then tight end, George Kittle. Your flex is Deontay Johnson. And then Broncos defense and Daniel Carlson, the Swedish man.
Who we don't know if he's actually Swedish, right?
No, I think he looks German to me, but something over there.
Yeah.
But all in all, solid team. Your bench is Brandon Ayuk, Raheem Mostert, Melvin Gordon, Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette, and Deebo Samuel. Yeah, you also have two Buccaneers on your team. So you kind of, you really like to stick to a team.
I mean, I didn't know. I was just clicking whoever was at the top.
Fair.
Even if they were hurt.
But then my team, we got Jalen Hurts. Oh, I
all of my players are like questionable.
I thought it was Trevor Lawrence, but Trevor Lawrence is on my other fantasy league. But Jalen Hurts is my quarterback. Then I got Alvin Kamara and Ezekiel Elliott running back, Calvin Ridley and A.J. Brown at wide receiver, Dallas Goedert at tight end, and Antonio Gibson in the flex, Washington football team defense, and Brandon McManus at kicker. So, yeah, let us know. We play week one. Right now the projection is for me to win by 1.5 points. So we'll
yeah,
see what that
but
changes.
It used to be just a 0.1 point.
So it's a close matchup.
I'm just sad my points went down. I don't know what happened.
When the injuries all get shored up this week, we'll see what it ends up being. But yeah. Let's just jump into this Trinity.
Okay. This Trinity, I chose... Did you get a coin?
Yeah.
Okay. I chose that we're going to be doing...
No. I don't trust my flips.
I trust your flips. You just have to catch it and flip it on your hand.
Okay.
And that has to be uniform every time, not, oh, what did it land on
okay,
this
week?
Okay,
sounds good. So explain the Trinity.
We're doing our favorite... Not favorite. Best states.
Yeah,
so
that is a big distinction, though.
Yeah, it's just kind of like we have full reign to describe why it's the best. It doesn't have to be our favorite. We could not even like the state, but if we think that it's one of the best, it can be on our Trinity.
We could honestly maybe even not even been to the state.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
Cool. So we'll flip here. Mm-hmm. So what is it? Heads, you start.
Yeah.
Tails, I start.
Yeah.
That was a bad flip. So, okay. I'm gonna get a good flip. That was a good flip.
That
right?
was good.
Tails.
Okay.
I start.
Okay.
First pick. I only have this number one because I know you're going to take it. But
why?
I'm going to take Texas.
Why would you do that, though? That's so unfair.
Because I wanted them in top three. Texas, I'll put Texas as number one. But we won't talk politics on this podcast, but we are not happy with our state right now.
But we won't talk politics.
But we won't talk politics on this podcast. But we're not happy with our state right now. But we won't talk. But Texas, I'll put number one. I mean, just no income tax. It's super nice. You want to move here. It's got, okay, well, technically it has six or seven major cities, as in over 1 million population in the top 20 of America. You got Houston, which is, I think, the third largest city in America. You got Dallas, which is up there. Austin, fastest growing city in the country. Mm. San Antonio.
Well, it's where my family grew up.
It's where your family grew up. It's where I met you.
It's a little bit more important to me.
I'm just trying to get the
my nieces and nephews were born here.
You go to school here.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of big colleges here, a lot of big cities is where we met. No income tax, good weather.
Here's what I would have said for Texas.
Okay.
No other state has state pride like Texans.
That's true.
The other states like wear their state outline on like necklaces and earrings and t-shirts. No. Who wants to wear a square on their shirt?
Yeah, some states just have such lame outlines.
Yeah. Arizona.
Arizona's pretty lame outline. Yeah. But yeah, Texas, definitely people have more pride in Texas than any other state.
Okay.
So
my number one, I guess. I'm like really annoyed over that. My number one is...
I offered for you to flip the coin.
Okay, well, I'm a bad flipper. My number one is going to be Colorado.
That was my number two.
Okay, good. Yeah. Thank God.
Why?
Because I thought I'd be your number two. from a personal standpoint, good memes. My family and I used to go on ski trips multiple times a year. We love it. Vail's
Colorado.
It is, okay. Crested Butte's where we go, like, religiously. Not anymore. Ever since I hurt my collarbone, we haven't gone. But love snowboarding. It's fun in the summertime, too. Really beautiful. Biking, hiking trails. Weed's legal. Not that that really means much to me, but it's all around a good time. I think people are just happier there.
Definitely. Definitely. And
cool cities.
And I think, at least when I'm in, like, Boulder and Denver, like, it just seems like people are just, like, healthier. Not healthier, maybe, but just, like, more active.
The quality,
like,
of life is just really good in Colorado. Well, yeah,
quality of life is really high. Because everyone there either is, like, a skier or snowboarder. They're an avid hiker. Like, people are just, like, outdoorsy.
Yeah.
Love life.
I would, too, if, like, the weather was...
The altitude.
Yeah.
Mountains. Just true, super cool.
True, the altitude Colorado, will get you fit.
Colorado is definitely a place to be.
Mm-hmm. What's your number two?
Well, Colorado was my number two. But now. You took it. My number two is, some people don't like a state, but California.
Okay. And hear me out why. I figured.
I mean, just Hollywood alone, because you said we get to any reason why. So California, all the entertainment all of us consume,
yeah.
99% of us produce there.
Right.
So anyone who likes movies or TV shows, thank you, California. Los Angeles is one of those cities that, so growing up, like, just the way my family was, I don't know, but just, I was always growing up to be like, California stinks. You don't want to move there. All the hippies live there, like, all homeless people, crime.
You've gross. Also chosen the two biggest.
States?
Yeah. Is Alaska bigger than California?
Oh, are you meaning size?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the two biggest. Oh, no, Alaska's the biggest by far. I think.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, maybe look it up real quick. Yeah, I thought that...
Fill in some
Texas was the biggest, and that's why they say, like, everything's bigger in Texas.
I know the map is weird when you get north and south because of the way it's spread.
Yeah, so I think that Alaska looks more spread out than it actually is. But I know it's one of the biggest.
Yeah, so Alaska's the biggest, and it is over twice as big as Texas.
Wow.
It's bigger than Texas and California combined.
Well, congrats, Alaska.
Because I know it's weird, like, when you go up to the north and south pole, that... On, like, maps, because it's flat, like, whereas actually it's a globe, everything is distorted. Yeah.
So it's not stretched out, it's actually smaller.
Right.
Because, like, since it
right.
goes up.
Which like is that. Even crazier, that Alaska is it's 500,000 square miles.
Whoa.
Texas is 250,000 square miles. So, Alaska.
Sweet.
Huge. Alaska would be cool, though. Alaska's a cool state. It's not on my list, but...
Me either.
Cool state. So...
My number two, are you ready for it? Or are you done?
I think I was done with Cal. Oh, no. I was talking on a story. I was saying I was growing up and kind of my family and, like, the way I was raised, just, like, California's gross. California is, like, homeless and crime and...
Oh, really?
Grungy. And
I've never thought hippies. That about California.
But when I went there, and I didn't like it growing up, or just, like, was raised not like it. And then also I didn't really want to like it when I went there because I felt like it was so basic to be, California living. But I went there for the first time in college for... for a competition at the SpaceX campus, and then I went there again when I was interviewing for a full-time job out of college. So I've been to LA twice. I've never been to San Diego or San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved it there. It is, like, grimy when you get to certain parts.
I couldn't
parts,
do
but
Los Angeles,
I really like
but
it.
I went to San Diego and I thought it was fine.
San Diego, I feel like most people love San Diego the most. I've never been to San Francisco.
I was young. I don't quite really remember.
San Francisco, I know, is pretty rough right now with, like, homeless and stuff like that, but I think it looks like a fun city.
Yeah.
But California in general has to be on anyone's top 3 list.
No, I agree. It would have been on mine.
Unless you have something feverishly against California, then you're kidding yourself to not have it on, like, a top 5 states list.
My second one, kind of weird, but I feel like it, like, deserves to be up there, is Hawaii.
That was on my list too, and okay. I forgot about it at first.
I did too.
I've never been there,
and I felt like a genius when I thought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, same.
Like,
and I was like,
epic,
I was like,
of course,
of course,
yeah. I don't think Hawaii needs much explanation.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, easily, I'd say, the most cultured state. Like, they have their own culture. They have their own way of life.
Mm-hmm.
They basically have their own time zone. Like,
mm-hmm.
Hawaii time is way different.
Yep.
So, they're on island time.
Yeah, on island
they're
time.
On island time.
No, yeah, Hawaii...
And it doesn't need much explanation of why it's the best state.
Like, if anyone... honeymoons in America from America, like, anyone who gets married in America and, like, wants to go get, like, on a honeymoon, most time they'll go to a different country or they'll go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, Hawaii is, like,
we're
the only
vacationing.
Yeah, but it's just such a destination, and so
yeah.
it just has to be on any list. So this is a great list so far. So mm-hmm. my third pick is gonna be Arizona.
Okay, cool.
And just for explanation, just a lot of mountains, a lot of national parks, so just very outdoorsy state. And in terms of just the whole Southwest, like, you got Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico. It kind of just, like, is the clear cut, just, like, best out of those three. Like, they all kind of the same desert vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But Arizona's got Phoenix. It's got Tucson. just all around just super sunny, good weather, pretty much year round, like just always sunny. And the thing I personally like about the weather there is it gets hotter, like thermometer wise in Texas, but it's always like 0 or 10% humidity. So when you sweat, it just evaporates off you because there's no moisture in the air.
Yeah.
Whereas here, if it's hot and humid, it's just death some days here in August.
It is bad.
But I really like Arizona. I really am a fan of the nature there.
Yep.
And all the different hikes. Just basically, it's a hot version of Colorado is what I think of it as.
Okay. Fair. My third is New York.
Okay.
Just kind of has to be. One of those things where it's just an iconic thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a love for New York like some people do. Some people, you know, feel so drawn to it. I never really felt that way. But clearly one of the most impressive states. Just
just what they built on.
That's it.
Like New York City and Manhattan, just it's just insane. Anyone who sees it for the first time, it's just so crazy to see everything that's been built.
Like, you can't deny it's one of the best. So
yeah. And one thing that is hard to conceptualize about New York is that, like, in Dallas, and I always think about this just ever since I've been in New York, any city I'm in, I just think about like how like a 30 floor building just stands out in any other city. You're like, wow, that's like a,
I mean, once you've been like, to New York City, you can't help but compare it to every other city.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's great because I remember there's like video games where you can do flyovers. It's like Microsoft Flight Simulator, and I was watching somebody else streaming it, and he was explaining this how in most cities a 30 floor apartment building or something would stand out and you'd be like, oh, that's a tall building. Mm-hmm. Whereas that's like the smallest building on a block, and it's like so unnoticeable. You'd be like, that's just like a small building. Right. And it's just crazy how much bigger everything is in New York, much like everything's bigger in Texas. But I was interested what you do for your third pick, because my third pick would have been, if you would have had the first pick, would have been, or I didn't know if you would have taken Arizona over New York, but Minnesota was on mine.
I don't have the love for Arizona like you do. You have like an infatuation with it recently, so.
Yeah, well, we're probably potentially moving there, so we'll see. But even before I like ever went to Arizona, I just always thought it was like cool. Just it's always a destination. Yeah,
but it was like as soon as you got back, it was like a newfound love.
Yeah, it's super nice.
It's consuming.
Yeah.
Okay, what were your?
Well, what are some honorable mentions?
I don't like. I kind of was thinking Florida, but people give Florida so much hate.
I don't like Florida.
I know, but I, like, just only have good memories there.
Mm. I just hate the humidity. It's just swampy.
Yeah, but, like, the whole point you go to Florida is, like, go to the beach, and I don't care if I'm
I guess hot. I guess, there's, like, Disney World and...
Never been.
Yeah, but that's another reason, like, millions of people go to Florida.
Yeah. I just go to the beach, so...
But, yeah. Where in Florida have you been?
Destin. And, Seaside.
I've been to Tampa.
Rosemary. That's it. Beach.
Well, I've been to Tampa. But yeah, no other honorable mentions. Florida. I had Minnesota just because I'm from there, but also just of the Midwest, I just find it to be the most appealing state. And then
maybe like Michigan.
Michigan? I don't know. Detroit's like one of the worst cities, like by a lot of metrics.
I mean, I'm trying to. All the other states are kind of boring.
I think Washington.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe Washington.
Oregon, probably too.
I know nothing about Oregon.
Same as Washington, just like foresty.
Okay.
But Seattle, definitely a cool city.
I guess like you could throw Nevada in for Las Vegas, but like besides Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's really nothing. That's why I kept it off, is just because I didn't really have anything else to offer. But I think Washington could have been a replacement for Arizona in terms of, I could see that being a state. I've never been to Washington. I could see that being a state where I go and I'm like, wow, I love this. Like,
have I been?
You've been to Vancouver, which is similar, like same thing.
I was wondering if I'd been to Seattle, but I don't think I have.
Seattle's basically just Vancouver, but bigger. Like,
Vancouver's such a freaking pretty city. Anyway, so what were your three?
My three best states were Texas, California, and Arizona.
The fact that you choose Texas first and you're like moving.
Well, I don't have a choice.
I know, but still. Okay, my three, I'm just jealous. My three were Colorado, Hawaii, New York. That's solid.
I really liked my list getting Texas first, but I really wanted Colorado and Hawaii on my list.
Yeah.
Like those were really good picks.
If I had Texas with Colorado and Hawaii, it would be game over.
It would be, because that's just a lot of people's just like actual existence of like a dream life here is they live in Texas and they go every winter to Colorado, and then like when they want tropical vacation go to Hawaii.
Yeah,
that's just like the bougie Texan's dream.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas mine's Texas, California, Arizona, which is the, I'll call it, You have the bougie tech syndrome. I'll call it the tech startup dream. And so you get your footing in California, you start in your little tech industry, get super rich, and you're like, I hate these taxes, I'm moving to Texas.
I was about to say, it seems more of like a residential type thing, whereas mine's more like a vacay type thing.
Yeah, it's like my thought is you get rich in California, you move to Texas for the tax break, and then you retire and move to Arizona.
Yeah.
So those are the two tracks we have. But yeah, overall solid list, but that's really all I had for this podcast.
Yeah, sounds good.
You got anything else you want to talk about in this one?
I don't think so. We've been living pretty simply. Yeah. Nothing too crazy has been going on.
Yeah, I mean, we like got dinner with your mom on Monday or Friday, and we're literally at the restaurant for 5.5 hours.
Yeah.
So that took up a lot of time.
Definitely.
But like, it was very fun. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
Yeah, but I was like, this might be the longest I've ever been in a restaurant. But it didn't feel that long.
I mean, did I have 3 drinks?
I don't know. Something like that.
That is crazy, because I was on my ass.
They make them strong, those margaritas.
Yeah,
but.
And I was, like, certain I needed another one, and as soon as I got home, I was so glad that nobody let me have another one.
Yeah, well, we were drinking the margs, and your mom just, like, started ordering, like, beers with, like, you know, salt on the rim with limes. I was like, okay, I'll get one. That looks delicious.
Yeah.
Which I'd never gotten. I'm sure that's, like, a Texan thing that I'd never done, but, like...
Really?
Salt and lime on the...
Yeah.
It's definitely a Mexican beer thing. Like, you wouldn't do that with the...
I'm just surprised that you haven't had that before.
No, I mean, I don't know. Whenever I go, if I go out to a restaurant and order a beer, like, it's because I'm just going to get...
It's definitely a Mexican beer thing.
Yeah, definitely a Mexican beer thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, I do like Coronas with lime in it, but I'm pretty sure most people don't like Corona, but I like Corona.
I don't like beer, period, so...
Well...
I can't really say whether or not it's a good one.
It's funny because they just, like, make me think of Corona, like how when coronavirus first happened, everyone was always like... Oh, like, this much suck for Corona, like, in the bad press, which, like, I'm sure it didn't really change anything. But now I think it's funny that the Delta variants of things, I'm not like, oh, not Delta Airlines.
I hate to be that person, but when I first heard it, I was thinking of Delta Airlines.
Really?
Yeah, and I, like, for some reason associated it, because it's, like, the only time I hear Delta.
Well, it's funny, because, like, when someone would say in a conversation, like, Corona, you can clearly know they're talking about beer or, like, the virus.
Mm-hmm.
But what was funny is in our group chat for the Vegas trip, because Wyatt lives in Hawaii... He said, like, oh, I can't be there at this time because of Delta. And we're all like, the Delta variant or your flight from Hawaii?
Yeah, that's why it's hard. Also, because, like, COVID and flying are, like, kind of linked.
I know. So, yeah, you're just like, yeah, he was like, my flight can't get in that early or something because of Delta. And we're both like, everyone's like,
right.
The variant?
Yeah.
Or, like, flight?
Yeah.
But overall funny. But anyways, that's it for this week's podcast. Probably short and sweet, but who knows? It's probably long. I'm trying to look at what the time is. It looks like around 40 minutes, but... We're normally at an hour, but we'll have a movie review next week, and I'll get a topic. Let's try to brainstorm real quick. Just like 30 seconds, if nothing comes to mind. What kind of topic should we learn about for the next week? No idea. Should we stick with football?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. We'll stick with football.
Maybe teach me about plays or, I don't know.
I feel like that'd be hard to do without video, though. Like, I feel like I'd have to be showing you something while I explain it, you know?
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, well... That's it for this week, and we will talk to you guys next week. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, do you want to do the Boston Rob shout-out?
Yeah, we've been kind of slacking on...
Social media.
Yeah, and my determination for Rob has kind of been lacked. Just feeling a little discouraged, Rob, honestly, I am. I still follow you, and follow you very closely, not to be creepy or anything, but he's very active on his social medias. Like, I'll get on, he's, like, posted something, like, 2 minutes ago, and I'm like, oh, I'm on that. But we've been doing your Taco Thursday. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do that last Thursday? Probably. We kind of have tacos, like, every night. So yeah.
It just happens to fall on Thursday.
Yeah, probably just happens. But I just added your Mariano Construction and Design shirt to my project bin so I can sew up the sleeves for you. That way we can wear them maybe for the next shout-out. Because that'd be cute. First to both wear our shorts and the Boston Rob hats. But anyway, we love you, Rob, and we want you on the podcast. We're very determined to get you on the podcast, and I'm about to kick it into full gear.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm about to kick it into full gear. I'm going to go hard like I was earlier.
Okay.
Because I'm ready. It's time. I think the viewers are ready, too. I don't want them to think I've forgotten about Rob.
We haven't. We almost did this episode, but we haven't.
No, we won't. I thought about it, but I was like, I don't know if he's over it.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not over it.
Okay, cool. Then we'll be over it. We'll continue to have it until he's here.
Cool.
Yeah. And then we'll pick someone else.
All right. Well, that does it for episode 8 of the Balls and Holes podcast presented by Backseat Coach. and we will talk to you all later.
Bye.